Ready, fire, aim. $0 to $100 million and no time flat, part two. That's what we're going to be discussing today. So stick around. We will be right back. Hey, peeps, please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the family. All right, so now that that's out of the way, let's get into this. What is going on, crypto family? So this is a part two of three-part series on the book, Ready, Fire, Aim, $0 to $100 million in no time flat. If you haven't seen part one, I highly recommend that you check it out after you watch this video. So in this video right here, we're going to be covering Mr. Masterson's stage two, which is when a business generates between $1 to $10 million in revenue annually. Without wasting any time, let's just go ahead and jump right into this one. So by making it to a $1 million mark, or making it to the $1 million mark, you should have learned how to locate your core market, how to best reach this market, what pricing works, your unique selling proposition, and what your optimum sales strategy is. Most likely, you've also reached the critical mass of qualified customers, or the CMQC, as Masterson calls it. Around this $1 million mark, you may find that your growth has kind of slowed down a little bit. Your optimized sales solution, or OSS, may have slowed down or stopped working altogether, or at least effectively, right? Your initial lead product may start running out of potential, and customers may not be, you know, as profitable as they once were. This creates a challenge of needing to create new profitable products and market them effectively. Mr. Masterson points out that in this phase of your business, it's important to understand the differences between front-end and back-end marketing. Front-end sales are new customers that start as prospects that never bought anything from you before. The purpose here is to bring in as many qualified customers as you possibly can. You want to set high sales targets to make sure that you're always bringing in new customers. This is one of the toughest parts of your business, and it's going to take a ton of effort. Once they are your customers, you can make back-end sales to your existing customers. These sales can be very profitable due to not having to spend a bunch of time and money on advertising to get in front of these new customers, because they're existing, right? Nowadays, many businesses can simply send emails, text messages for those who opt in, of course. You don't want to be breaking any laws. Make posts to their social media pages and things like that. You can send direct mail or even have call centers that speak to customers directly. With technology today, it is so much easier than ever to get in front of your clients through video, social media, Twitter, things like that, right? And speak directly to them. For example, when we do live YouTube streams, I can answer your questions directly. 25 years ago, that was almost unheard of. You might have gotten a newsletter, but that was probably about it. To help you in this phase, Masterson suggests that you thank your customers often and give them a way to become a VIP. This could be with different packages, programs, customer levels, etc. One example of this could be concert tickets. Back when we could go to concerts, right? Before all this, you got to wear a mask and stay 6 feet apart and all that kind of crap, right? At an amphitheater, you can sit in the back on the lawn and you can sit closer in a set, or you can, pay a lot and maybe go meet the band backstage and have your picture with them. And this kind of gives a different experience options, you know what I mean? One important takeaway from this is that even though it's more profitable to make back-end sales, you need to focus on your energy on the very front end of things. Back to your 80-20 rule. 80% of your focus needs to be on the front end of your sales, or you will regret it. Next, he goes into marketing. There are three ways to grow your revenue. First, you got to get more customers. This can involve developing more lead products. Next, get more products to your customers. This involves more back-end products. These can be marketed sequentially to your customers. The third way to grow your revenue is with higher prices. He encourages that you to only use higher prices for your back-end products, because higher prices on the front end are really gonna slow down your customer acquisition phases, right? A few examples of how this works in daily life are printers and razors. Have you ever bought a printer and found when you needed more ink, it's pretty freaking expensive, right? The same holds true with razors. If you get a set that has a handle and just a few blades, it's often cheaper than just buying the replacement blades just to go get a whole new freaking razor, right? So in stage two, the business will most likely have between 7 to 49 employees. He suggests splitting your people and putting your best people on the front end marketing side of things, and your other people on the back end of your product marketing side of things. Lastly, you need to know how how to increase your customer lifetime value, or your LTV. LTV is how much that customer is worth to your business during the whole span of time that they're actually doing business with you. Mr. Masterson says that you have to figure out what your customers really want on a deep level, and then give it to them. This comes from getting to know your customers. Great customer service is a good starting point for this. Using surveys, doing video streams where you ask questions and see what customers think, or you can also pick up the phone and talk to them directly. Or if you go to like industry events, you can speak to them actually in person. So to summarize, in stage two, you're gonna wanna develop more front-end products and focus on marketing those with your key people, while others in the business develop the back-end products and market those to your existing customers. Mr. Masterson says, building a successful business is about building a long-term relationship with what? Your customers. Talk to your customers to find out what they want and what they need. Develop more products to increase the lifetime value of your customers. So, has your business reached the $1 million revenue mark yet? Do you agree with Mr. Masterson? What are some of the takeaways that you have from this video and you see that are maybe important to implement? I would love to hear your thoughts and also share with us what other topics you'd like us to cover right there in the comments below. And in the meantime, of course, stay safe, stay sane. God bless you. Love you. I'll catch you on the next one. Hey peeps, just a friendly reminder, Crypto Beetle shows are never financial advice, recommendations, or trading strategies. The views expressed here are solely that of Robert Beetles and his guests. Robert Beetles is the co-founder of the Monarch Wallet, host of Trading View Sessions, Crypto Beetles on YouTube, and on several entities. Robert's opinions here do not reflect that of those entities. Some information shared here may not actually be factual. These shows are for information and entertainment purposes only. Never invest a single Satoshi or penny in anything without first seeking the counsel and advice of a professional financial advisor. Robert Beetles is not a financial expert or advisor. Investing in anything is super dangerous. You can lose all of your money, so always trade at your own risk. Please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the fam. God bless you. Love you. And I'll catch you all on the next one.